From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Good afternoon, you're very welcome to our Sunday midday edition of Let the Bible Speak. And the first thing I want to do on New Year's Day is to wish you and your family a very happy New Year. I trust and pray that throughout this year, whatever it brings, that you may know God's blessing, that you may know comfort when things get hard in life, that you'll have the wisdom to get through it, and that you'll know God to be near you, and that you'll know His presence cheering the path every step of the journey. That's my prayer and that's my good wish for you for the year that lies ahead. Not only for all of our listeners, but for the staff at Radio Star Country as well, who are so helpful and so good to us here on Let the Bible Speak. Today I want to share with you a few thoughts about the life of Frances Ridley Havergal, and I want to share with you the words of a hymn that she wrote, which we sing in our church at the beginning of every new year. But it's also a hymn that relates specifically to this season of the year. But first, let me read the Word of God. And I'm going to read to you from the book of Psalms, from the Psalm number 65. The Psalm 65 in the verse 11 reads, "Thou crownest the year with thy goodness." And that's a good New Year's wish from the Scriptures, isn't it? God crowns the year with His goodness. You know, whatever happens to us this year, God will never fail to be good. He is the one who is always good. Now we come to the life of Frances Ridley Havergal and the relevance of her hymn on this, the first day of the new year. First, a little bit about her life. She is one of our most prolific hymn writers in the English language. She wrote hymns at the same time as Fanny Crosby wrote hymns. Fanny Crosby was American, and Frances Ridley Havergal, she was English. The two women never met, but they corresponded with each other, and Frances Ridley Havergal actually wrote a poem to the honour of her American colleague. Both of these women had something in common in that they suffered from ill health. For Fanny Crosby, she was blind, incapacitated from she was a little girl. But although she was blind in her physical sight, she could see by faith, and by faith she wrote the most wonderful gospel hymns. Frances Ridley Havergal suffered from poor health, and this health trouble would have plagued her all of her life, and she really struggled with it. But God had given her, from she was a little girl, this amazing gift for music, and for poetry, and for hymn writing, and so she put that to good effect. And many of the hymns that she wrote are famous hymns that we sing in our church and that many churches sing from Sunday to Sunday. Her most famous hymn, I suppose, is "Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated, Lord, to Thee." And we will play that just before the broadcast comes to a finish. But other hymns are "Like a River Glorious Is God's Perfect Peace," "Who is in the Lord's Sight, Who Will Serve the King?" And these are just some of the words that she wrote that will forever be remembered as long as English-speaking churches sing hymns and songs of praise. She suffered from a lot of setbacks during her writing and publishing career. Her American publishing house went bankrupt. That held things back. Not only that, her English publishing house went on fire on one occasion, and that held her back, but she continued, and so her words were published and they were preserved and have been such a blessing to many. Something that really moved her quite early on in her life was a visit to Germany. And when visiting Germany, she was in the home of a pastor. And in that home, she saw a picture of the crucified Christ. And when she saw a picture of the crucified Christ, she saw an inscription below it, "I did this for thee. What hast thou done for me?" "This is what I have done for you. What have you done for me? And she felt that was God really speaking to her. It moved her to tears. What had she given for the Lord? You see, the talent that she possessed to write verses, it wasn't merely the promoting of a talent. It was the promoting of a Saviour. She gave this gift to God. Although she had many setbacks, she still persisted because it was a gift that she gave to God because God had given the gift to her. And so she used her life for the Lord. The story of her death I find particularly moving. She was only 43 years of age when she died. And her doctor said to her, "Goodbye, I shall not see you again." And she said, "Do you really think I am going?" He said, "Yes." That was plain talking, wasn't it? Talking to somebody on their deathbed and saying, "This is it, I'll not see you again because you're dying." A far cry from the way it is today when we try and hide the fact that people are dying. We try and pretend they won't die. Sometimes we need to be realistic and accept that death is coming. And for those that are unprepared, we need to play our part to prepare them for death, to challenge them concerning the fact that they are dying. Because ultimately we are all a dying people. Whenever she heard these words, that she would probably die on this day, she said, "Beautiful, too good to be true," because she was going into the presence of the Lord. For some that are listening today, this will be the year that will be written on your tombstone. The year when you will die and leave this earth. And for all I know, it could be me. And for me, I know it will be too good to be true. Because I'll be in the presence of the Lord. That doesn't mean I want to die this year. I would like to think that God has a few more years for me yet. But if I die, I won't miss this world one little bit. Because I'll be in the presence of God. But what will it be for you? If God were to take your soul, where would you be? Where would you spend eternity? You see, the best thing that you could do on this New Year's Day is to give your life to Jesus Christ. And be prepared not only for this year, but be prepared for the great eternity. Therefore, let me read this poem that Francis Ridley Havergal wrote. The words of a hymn. Another year is dawning. Dear Father, let it be, in working or in waiting, another year with Thee. Another year of progress, another year of praise, another year of proving Thy presence all the days. Is that how it's going to be for you? Knowing God's presence, knowing God's love, living for Him. She went on to write, another year of mercies, of faithfulness and grace, another year of gladness in the shining of Thy face, another year of leaning upon Thy loving breast, another year of trusting, of quiet, happy rest. You see, every year is a year of mercy. If you're not a Christian, God has been merciful in giving you this year. And that is an opportunity to come to Christ. He has been merciful in that He sent His Son Jesus Christ to die on that cross for you. And have you given your life to Him? The last verse reads, another year of service, of witness for Thy love, another year of training for holier work above, another year is dawning. Dear Father, let it be, on earth or else in heaven, another year for Thee. Can we today give 2023 into the hands of God? And can we say, Lord, take this year. Let it be a year for You. A year that I'll live for You. A year that I'll give my life for You. That'll be a happy year indeed. Whether it be in sickness or in health. Whether it be in life or in death. It'll be a year that'll be sweet. For we'll know the Lord. Just listen to the words, take my life and let it be. And as we listen to this being sung, let us consecrate ourselves to God.
listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.